Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
I am really excited about this.
This is something that's been for 2 years in the making.
I know, right?
2 years. He's the golden goose, the one guy we couldn't get on. He's a busy man.
I know. So he used to play for the LA Kings. And, there's no love lost between the VGK and the LA Kings. So he comes over to the VGK a month before we went into lockdown. It was in February of 2020, and everyone went into lockdown. And he has been just such an asset to this team. The defense, I think he is one of the best defensemen out there. Number 23 for the Vegas Golden Knights. And I call him my cousin. Don't tell him I said that, but you know.
I think he's already heard that by now.
No,
I
think
he's
got, so?
I think maybe we'll find out if he's gotten back to him or not.
Okay, let's find out. Alec Martinez!
Yeah!
How you guys doing?
Hey, it's so good to have you on the show, Alec. Like, we've been just trying to get you on this show for so long, and you finally are making your appearance. We're so excited. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me. And by the way, I did hear you beforehand.
Oh, that we're cousins?
You do refer to it. Yes.
It has got
joined in just in time, evidently.
Oh, wait, have you heard it before? Because she's been talking about this since she came to the team 2 years ago, that you two are cousins and there's a connection between you two.
Well, I mean, I guess it's official now that I'm on the show, right?
Oh, right. So you're going to go along with this? Because I checked, and being that you're from Michigan, my family, New Mexico, we're probably not cousins, but let's just say we're cousins, okay? We're cousins.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Welcome to the show. It is so good to have you on. We're so excited about you guys kicking off another season. Tomorrow, it all kicks off in the home opener on Thursday. I know, like, since we've never talked to you before, I hope you don't mind if these questions seem really old, but it's just like, there's so many things I want to ask you. First of all, coming into Vegas from LA, I mean, what was that transition like? Were you nervous? Because you must have hated Vegas when you played for the Kings, right?
I mean, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan, if I was going to be totally honest. Obviously that first year, I was on the receiving end of getting dusted up in the playoffs that first round.
Do you remember who?
Yeah, I mean, I remember a lot about that series, and it was not much went our way.
But was it like, was Revo always targeting you, or was it everyone?
Yeah, it was a lot of different guys. I remember Will Carrier specifically, and I like to give him a hard time about that.
I love it.
He doesn't really seem to care much, though. But it was definitely a different experience for me. I mean, I'd played in LA my entire career. They had drafted me, and it was obviously a bittersweet thing leaving. But at the same time, I was really excited to come here. It was a good organization. It was a good team. A great group of guys. I didn't know it at the time, but such an awesome community. I knew how loud the fans were, because I was on the receiving, end of it. But, I just quickly developed a love for the city. I think it's a great place to live. And, you know, I'm really happy that it was here that I was traded to rather than, you know, the other 30, 31.
Well, we're so happy you're here, and you guys will get a win tomorrow night, so get some revenge against your old team tomorrow night. But I do want to know, what was it like? Because I think you lived every kid's fantasy. When you're outside playing street hockey or basketball, or whatever, you're scoring the game-winning goal in the Stanley Cup Finals, and you had that moment with the Kings. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously pretty wild. I think, you know, I was fortunate to play on some pretty good teams there in L.A. You know, I tell a lot of people, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, and I just happen to be on the on the back side there, and you know, was able to put it in. But I was just happy that we were able to win, obviously, and but you know, score a goal like that is obviously pretty special. But I, you know, to be quite honest, I don't really think about it a whole lot. You know, maybe that's something that I'll reflect on a little bit more once I'm done playing, but as for right now, you know, I'm focused on, you know, bringing one home for Vegas.
Yeah, we would love that.
Yeah.
We saw it back when you got that massive cut to the face on the skate of that Wild player. How did that heal up? How is it now? How many stitches did you get?
There's been some debate. But I think it was anywhere between 65 to 80.
Wow.
I think they stopped counting after a while. But, yeah, that was obviously a less than ideal situation. You know, something that I hope never happens again.
Yeah, but you know, can't ruin that beautiful really face of my cousin, you know? My cousin needs to keep that beautiful face intact.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm happy to hear that there's one other person other than my mother and my wife that think of it as that way. But, no, but I, you know, honestly, I'm just fortunate that, you know, we have really good doctors and, you know, they did a good job. And while it's not ideal to have that biggest scar on your face, I mean, I think it looks about as good as it possibly could.
Did the guy apologize to you?
No, I actually never reached out. I mean, it's not like it wasn't intentional or anything. It was a fluky thing, but, yeah, to be quite honest, I can't really even remember who it was, but yeah, no, they didn't,
Brandon Duhame or however.
Well, I mean, well, this guy is trying to block the guy out.
Well, just so you know, because that's kind of, I mean, I know it was an accident, but he could have at least checked up on you.
Mercedes sends him hate tweets all the time.
No, I do not.
Hey, Alex.
Well, that's why you're my cousin.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, blood is thicker than water. Earlier in the show, yeah. Mercedes and I were talking about our high school days, and Mercedes, she lettered in high school in volleyball, and I lettered in football. Did you letter in hockey in high school?
No, actually, growing up in Michigan, the MAHA, it was the Amateur Hockey Association in Michigan, they didn't let you double roster. So you either had to play club or high school. And at the time, you know, for the most part, if you wanted to play in college or kind of move on, club was the route to go. So I was never really able to play for my high school. I played in the summertime in a summer league, but that was, I don't know if that was anything like too official where you'd be able to letter, but yeah, I was always jealous of those guys walking around in their varsity jackets, and I think I might have been able to get one for academics, but I sure wasn't gonna wear one for that.
Oh, that's my cousin. I lettered in academics too. I'm with you. We got that thing going, man. You and I tell you, we are from the same family. But tell us, Alec, what do you like about living in Las Vegas so much? Like, what places do you like to hang out, and how does your wife like it? What's it been like as a community for you since you've been here?
Well, I mean, it was kind of hard when I got traded because I think like 8 games in, the whole world shut down with COVID. So, you know, for the first year and a half, we weren't really able to, you know, take advantage of everything that Vegas offers. But we've, you know, tried to make an effort to do more stuff. I mean, obviously you have the Strip. I mean, we're not big gamblers, but we'll go down for dinner and a show. But I think the coolest part is discovering all the other things in Vegas to do, that there's a lot more to the city than the Strip, obviously. And so during COVID, I did a lot of outdoorsy things. We would bike the scenic loop at Red Rock, take advantage of the mountain biking trails out in Summerlin, do stuff out in Lake Mead, and then a little loop that they have around there. I think it's like the 40-mile loop. I can't, the name escapes me, but we try to do things outside. But I think Vegas has a lot to offer in a lot of different respects. I think downtown's great. I like Main Street and the Arts District. We love Summerlin. We've gone up to Mount Charleston a couple times where you go up there and it's like a whole different world. And we'll take our dogs up there. So, I mean, really, it's anything that you want or you need is here. And we've been able to kind of, dabble into each of that a little bit.
You and I go to what we share a common restaurant, and there was one, it was either a Friday or it had been a Friday night in the past 6 months, and you and I actually sat elbow to elbow at the restaurant, and I was too nervous to say hi to you. We're literally sitting at the bar together eating some food.
I think I know where this is, too.
Yeah.
Your favorite sushi spot, isn't it?
It is. Other Mama. And we were elbow to elbow, and I'm like, I got to say something, but I didn't say anything. I don't know. I should have said something. I got nervous. I froze.
I mean, I'm just a regular dude, man. You could have said hi.
I said to my wife, I said to Laura, I said, that's Mercedes' cousin next to us.
I love it. Alec, what are you guys giving out for Halloween to the trick-or-treaters?
Actually, I've been too focused on opening day, but I'd like to think it's something good. I don't want to be that person on the block that gives like a little fun size candy.
Yeah, you got to go full size.
So, just give your autograph.
Full size or king size or something. I mean, it's so you head up to Costco, grab those. I mean, they have, I'm sure, especially this time of year, they have a ton of it.
Why don't you give out pucks autographed by you? That would be the best house in the block. I would so go to your house three times.
It'd be rather egotistical. I think kids would much rather have candy than a signed puck by me.
Heck no. The kid gets home, they dump out their bag.
I know I would.
Oh, man, I'd be so excited.
It's a signed headshot from Alec Martinez. This is amazing.
Well, you are.
No, thanks. I think I'd rather have a Kit Kat or a Butterfly. It's probably worth more, too.
We love you, Alec. I wear your jersey to every Vegas Golden Knights game. We're such fans here, and we hope sometime that you come in studio and come visit us, and we want to wish you the best of luck for the upcoming season. We know you guys are going to kill it, and from what we understand, you have some tickets to give away?
I do. I can't take full credit for it, but yeah, the Golden Knights have two pairs, so that's four total. For listeners for opening day.
Wait,
on Thursday.
Two pairs of tickets?
So I've been told.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love it. So we get to see you play on opening night, which is against home opening night against the Chicago Blackhawks. That's happening at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow you face those L.A. Kings. We're so excited for you. So caller 20 and 21 right now at 702-364-9400. You'll get tickets to check out the home opener. And Alec, you seriously, you're even cooler than I expected you to be. Thank you so much for calling the show. You are really a class act. We're so happy that you're a part of this team.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm disappointed it took 2 years. But yeah, maybe next time now that restrictions are a little less than they were before, that I could come in studio and do something. That'd be fun.
Mercedes wants you to come to our house for Thanksgiving.
I was going to invite you over for Thanksgiving. I mean, we're having the big thing. So, and I also live in Summerlin, so I'm right down the street. No worries. We're cousins. It's a family thing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just shoot me the address and I'll be there.
Sounds good. Thank you, Alec.
Thanks,
Martinez.
Alec.
What a cool guy. We finally got him on the show. I just love him so much.
That's
He's awesome.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.